Okay, today's daf is Bechoros, daf Tez Zayin, as we continue in the second parak discussing the halachas of Psulei HaMukdashin. That was yesterday's daf, all about Psulei HaMukdashin, based on the Mishnah and then based on the brisos that were quoted. So we just had a nice lengthy brisa on the bottom of Tez Zayin Mabez, discussed to prove the shita of Rav Sheshes, who held that when one is matfis, when a carbon that was impregnated before it was nifta, and the baby was born after it was nifta, so is there any way to save this animal? So according to one shita, yeah, right before you're poda to the mother, so I am matfis, I designate this fetus for the carbon of the mother, and then it has its own independent significance, and then I will be able to do what? Either to be impoded or to use it. Right? That was the discussion of the Rambam and Rashi. But either way, that was the Shita of Rav Sheshes. We brought this whole Brisa to prove that. So the Gemara now says, talking a little bit about the Brisa, Amar Mar, we're on the top of Tez Zayin Amud Aleph. Amar Mar, fastest we've ever gotten to the day's daf. Ein niftin tamimim vein matvisan l'chol zevach sheyirtzeh. So the Brisa said that we don't, in the second case. Remember, the Brisa had the same two types of cases as the Mishnah. A case where the mum kavua came before the hekdesh, or the mum kavua came after the hekdesh. So in the Seifa, the mum kavua came after the hekdesh, so the hekdesh was first, and there was kedushas haguf achieved. So in that case, ein niftin tamimim, so the fetus that was born, right, you see the three lines from the bottom on the previous Amud. Vlado Sehan Kodesh, right, the babies born are Kodesh, Ve'en Niftin Tamimim, but cannot be redeemed Tamimim, and Ve'en Matvisa L'chazav Shiyirsa, and you can't be Matvisa, you can't make it into any type of Zevach that you want. So we're Medayik from that. Tamimim Hu Delo Mifriki, Habali Mum and Mifriki. You wouldn't be able to redeem it as a Tamim, but as a Balmum, if it got a mum, you would be able to redeem it. L'chol ma sheyirtzeh hu de'ein matfisan. You can't be matfisit for any other karbon. Hala oso zevach matfisan. But for that zevach that the mother was, you would be able to be matfisit. Heichem mishkachazla. What exactly is the case that you would be able to do it? The matfisan lo se zevach v'niftin b'mumin. Right, exactly how the Rambam is just explaining, the regards is explaining exactly how, what we said before. That you're matvisit l'shem, the zelach of the mother, and then you're podit bimuman. So name a devi tiyufta de Rav Huna. Is this all against Rav Huna? Who's Rav Huna? Rav Huna we had yesterday. Rav Huna we had earlier on Amud Beis yesterday, when the Gemara asked, what is the halacha? You see the third wide line on yesterday's Amud Beis. La'achar pidyon ematehe aleim. The case of the baby is born, again, impregnated before, the baby is born after. So the Gemara had this suggestion of being poda it samach lepidyonam. But Rav Huna didn't leave open that room. Rav Huna just said, konsa l'kip of a mason. Just gotta leave it to die. So this brisa now, though, supports this suggestion of being poda it some being matis it samach lepidyonam. So does Rav Huna reject that whole thing? We assume, yeah. Rav Huna didn't leave open the option. So, but now at least we have a brisa. Name it yevi tiyuf to the Rav Huna. Is this against Rav Huna, who doesn't leave open any option if you have, again, the safer type of case? If you have a case where you had hektish before mum kavua, and the baby was born impregnated before pidyon and born after pidyon. So in that case, the Gemara and the Brisa has this suggestion. Rav Huna doesn't have it. So is this a tiyufta on Rav Huna? So I'm like, Rav Huna says no, maybe not. Hu adin dafilu bali mumane niftin. Even though the Seifa says you cannot redeem it tamimin, you also can't redeem it bali mumin. Don't be medayik that, oh, only tamimin you can't redeem it, not bali mumin. No, you can't redeem it, period. The idea is not a resha. Niftin tamimim, tananami seifa niftin tamimim. It's just because the resha, in the case where the mum kavua preceded the hektish, that case you can redeem it even before it gets a mum, because he only had kedushas damim. So sure, here it says you don't have to, you're not allowed to redeem it at all, but also a niftin tamimim, or a niftin bali mumin as well. V'yadi d'tana reisha l'chol zevach sheyirtzeh, and because in the reisha it said you could do it for whatever you want, tana nami seifa l'chol zevach sheyirtzeh, it says you're not allowed to, but you're not allowed to do it for that zevach either. But the Gemara, that said Rav Huda would say that the brisa is lav dafka. Okay, period. Next, two dots. V'ashochtan b'chutz pater. If you shechted b'chutz pater, what is this referring to? Machlokas Rashi Meshechachma. Unusual. Machlokas Rashi Meshechachma. Vashochtan Machutz Pater. So what is this going on? So Rashi says, this is going on, right across from where we are, a little bit down. Seifa de Brisa L'El. It's going on the safe of the Raisa. The case where we have Kachim, that Kalim Makdeshah is Muman, right? The case where it's Kedushas Haguf, there is a Hagdasha, and then it gets a Mum. So the Braisa said, the Braisa did not say about Shchitas Chutz in the Sefer. The Braisa mentioned Shchute Chutz in the Reisha, right? The last line said, La'asui Yishokto Chutz Tepater. If I have an animal that was pure Kedushas Damim, right, the mum preceded the hektish. So in that case, it only kushas damim. So shchut echutz is going to be pater on that. Right, shchut echutz has to be royally kari b'fnim. Rashi says this line is going on the seifa, even in a case of kedushas haguf, where you're makdish an animal and then it gets a mum kavua. Even in that case, shochte b'chutz is pater. Why? Because it's still not royally kari b'fnim. Even though the seifa is different than the reisha, right? The kedushas haguf has different halachas than the kedushas damim case regarding all the other nafkaminas, regarding bechor and regarding matanos and regarding me'ya tmura. All the other halachas are different. Regarding this halacha, shodei mechutz pater, according to Rashi, this is going on the seifa of the brisa, and in all cases where there is now a mum on the animal, shchutei chutz is pater. Because after all, it is not royally kari b'fnim. That is Rashi. The Meshech Chachma says, it doesn't sound that way from the flow of the Gemara. It doesn't sound that way. Now we're being medayik. First of all, there's like a new heading, Shochtan Bachutz Pater, and just look what the Gemara says about this line. Rav Huna Masni Chayiv. Rav Huna has the Girsa of Chayiv. Umuki Mla Bedokin Sheba'ayin. Uvalibid Rabbi Akiva Tamim Alalar Yerdu. Rav Huna says, no, we're talking about a case of Chayiv, that the halacha that we're talking about, Shchutei Chutz would be Chayiv. According to Rashi, again, this is going on the Seifa of the Braisa. And therefore, if you take an animal that has a Mum Kavua now, you're still going to be Chayiv for Shchutei Chutz. Aye, it's not royally Kari Bifnim. It is B'dievin in a backhanded way. Because Rabbi Akiva holds that if you have this little Mum of Dokin Shema'ayin, and you brought it up on the Mizbeach, you don't have to bring it down. That's good enough for the Isra of Shchutei Chutz, according to Rav Huna and Rabbi Akiva put together. So according to Rashi, this whole discussion of what girsa do you have is going on the seifa of the brisa. The Meshech Chachma, as I said, is not comfortable with this reading. If you look at the Meshech Chachma in Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Aleph of Bamidbar, I'm sorry, of Dvarim, Parsha Shoftim. Lo tizbach l'shem lokech l'shem 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 l'shem. So he quotes, Pirish Rashi, the who seifa, if you're just doing Parsha, this Meshech Chachma, you're in, how do you, but if you're doing this Rashi, I looked up in the index yesterday, I was just looking for more items on the daf. So I saw the Meshech Chachma talks about our daf in Parsha Shoftim. So there it is, right here. He quotes Rashi, and he says, going on the Tosefta, v'zezor ma'od. Says the Meshech Chachma, it's very strange. The Yafsik HaGemara beferish haTosefta kodim siyuma. It's very challenging that the Gemara here quoted a whole Amar Mar, right, to bring a raya, and now we're going back to explain. So lechor, you have a different order, says the Meshech Chachma, and Rabbi Cooperman also expands. Lo nira efo shepet mitchilas daf tezayin aman aleph yavo hezber lebrisa shel tezvavim abeis v'yachrach yavo hemshich lemuvalos a brisa sheterem shemanua. We're going to explain the brisa, then we're going to keep quoting the brisa. Right, we're going to this last line shodav achutz pater. According to Rashi, that was a line that was left out of the brisa that we didn't quote. Now we're quoting it. We're saying Rav Huna had a different pshat, different gears of that brisa. Why don't you quote the whole brisa and then explain the brisa? According to Rashi, you explained it, and now you're quoting the last three words of the brisa, which you hadn't quoted before. That's what the Meshech Chachma says. I'd rather not say that, and therefore he says va'od to the Tosefta b'choras lasso. Look in the Tosefta itself. Look in the back of the Gemara in the Tosefta. These three words are not there. So the Meshech Chachma says boror. It's clear to me, da'al mishnah senukai. It's going back on our mishnah. Forget that, it's going back on our mishnah. Listen to this. V'lefnei ha-gemara, haya ha-girsa b'mishnah senu. There was a different girsa in our mishnah. If you look in the seifa of our mishnah, back on Daf Yudalad, what does our mishnah say in the second half? The second half of the case where kachim come first, right, there was a hektish, and then there was a mum, v'ashochten b'chutz chayiv, last line of the mishnah. Shchut echutz is chayiv there. Shochet b'chutz chayiv, says the Meshech Chachma, the Gemara originally had the girsa of shochet b'chutz pater. Shochet b'chutz chayiv was only put in there after we realized that Rav Huna had a different version of the Mishnah. And once we did that, so the Kosvei HaMishnah changed it already, because that's the one that made the most sense. So again, even in the Seifa, where Hakdasha took place before the Mum, Shokhtav Achlutz Pater, V'Rafhuna Masni Chayiv. Why does that make sense? Because every other halacha in the Mishnah is different between the Reisha and the Seifa. This is going to be the only one that's the same. Okay, it could be, but it sounds like from the Mishnah that the Gemara is, that it sounded like from the Mishnah that every halacha is different. Me'il is different, and Tzibur is different, all the halachas, Bechar and Matanot, Tanos are different. So the Gemara, the Mishnah first had quoted Shokhtav Achlutz Pater in both cases. Right, so Rav Huna says it doesn't sound that way. They ain't suffik bazeklal. So there's no suffik about this. V'chein lefnei Rabbeinu, look in the Rambam's Pirush Mishnayis. He has this girsa. Hashochtan b'chutz pater. He has that girsa. Kivat shekein muvan. That's why it's here. Bein b'kadam muman lehekdeshan. Bein b'kadam hekdeshan lemuman. Tznan hashochtan b'chutz pater. After ha'emes kenu. That's true in a general sense without this gears of doken sheba ayin. Aval enu davar vehipucho. Dinach is tana la'ashmi enu. It sounds like our mission is interested in telling me all the differences between the case of kadam muman lehekdeshan and kadam hekdeshan lemuman. Lachain Rav Huna mashmi enu de beseifa tzorach lios chayiv vedoken sheba ayin. That's why Rav Huna says the seifa must be the Gersa is chayiv, and it's talking about Dokan Sheba Ayin. Ava bekam muma lehekdeshan pater hashokta b'chutz. But if it was the Reisha, kam and muma lehekdeshan, it would be pater. Either way, then he goes and continues that this is Rav Huna, and he quotes others. But either way, that is the machlokas Rashi, Veshachachma. Again, it's not a machlokas in halacha. Just a machlokas, what exactly was the original version of the Mishnah? Amazing. Right, the Mishnah Chachma says that the Mishnah that we have it is not the first version of the Mishnah. The Mishnah first had Shochtan Bachutz Pater, and Rav Huna said, no, it's gotta be changed, because the whole Mishnah is telling me differences between the cases of Hekdeshan and Muvan LaHekdeshan, so therefore, and it also makes sense as a Mishnah Chachma, if you change the Girsa, the flow of the Gemara. Right? The Gemara first finishes discussing the Braisa, so then we go back to the Mishnah, that's fine. To say that we explained the Tosefta, and then we go back to quoting the Tosefta, that would be unusual. Rashi on the Mishnah, quote, in the Seifa, Vashochtan Bachutz Chayiv. Right, he quotes Rabbi Akiva. Guess the Gemara, right, that's the Girsa. I'm saying so, he's not saying that that's the Shochtan Bachutz Pater, that line is going on the Tosefta. Right, Rashi, Shochtan Bachutz Chayiv, yes, the Gemara, Pshat in the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara is using Rabbi Akiva to say that he had that other Girsa in the Tosefta. But the Mishnah Chachma is saying that this whole discussion is going about the Mishnah, not just about the Tosefta to be related to the Mishnah. Good. Okay. Next. What would Rashi answer the Mishnah Chachma? I don't know. Bein lefnei pidyona, bein lachar pidyona, mosa tamura. Now we're back. If it's before or after the pidyon, this is in both the Mishnah and the Tosefta. Right? If it's before pidyon or after pidyon, there is tamura. This is in the second half cases. In the case where there is full klushas aguf. And then you got a mum kavua. There's tamura. If I try to switch the animals, even after pidyon, there is tamura. Amar of Nachman, Amar of Baravua. What do you do with this animal? This animal, you are po to the animal. Now you have an animal that's psuli hamukdashim, and you try to switch it. So that's tamura. Tamura salacha pidyon o mesa. It dies. Right, you have to leave the animal to die. If it's pidyona, if you were maimer it after pidyona. My time, a why? So, hey, Levin, what are you supposed to do with this animal? Likrevei, if you try to be makrevid, mikoa kedusha dechuya kaasi. It can't be makrevid because the source of this tamura animal is a pushed aside kedusha. It's psuli hamukdashin. So therefore, you can't be makrevid. Lifrika, if you try to redeem it, lo alima limitzis pidyona. It's not strong enough itself to be toe-faced pidyon. You have to have a serious kedusha animal in order for the kedusha to be able to switch. Hilkach mesa. Therefore, there's nothing to do about it, and you have to just let it die. Let's continue, and then we'll talk about tosis. Maskefla Rav Amram. Rav says, why? V'tisachel b'mum l'bailim. Why don't you wait till it gets a mum, and then you can give it to the bailim? Right, let it get a mum. What's the difference between this case of Tmuras Psuli HaMakdashim and a case of Tmura Bechara Meiser? Ditznan, after all, we learned in the Mishnah in Tmura, Tmuras Bechara Meiser, if you have a Tmura of a Bechara Meiser, Hain, Uvladan, Uvlad Vladan, Atsof Kala Olam, all the Tmuras and the babies, Harheke Bechara Meiser, V'yei Achlu B'mum L'Bailim. and the Bayim allowed to eat it after it gets a mum. So why is Tmuras Psuli HaMukdashin worse than Tmuras Bechara Meiser? By both of them, you should say, just let it get a mum. So I'm Amalei Abaya, no, there's a big difference. Zeh Shem Imo Alav, Vezeh Shem Imo Alav. The parent, the mother's status affects the child. In other words, Shem Imo Alav, Tmuras Bechor, Umaiser Mikri, and therefore these offspring of Bechor and Maiser are still called Bechor and Maiser. And therefore, Ma Bechor and Maiser bimumar mesachlan labailim, by Bechor and Maiser themselves. If they get a mum, so you can, they're ne'echal to the bailim. Av tmuras and mesachla, so for their tmura can be mesachal. There's a concept of getting a mum by the parent animals, and therefore that concept can be transferred to the child or the tmura. But vizeh, one second, vizeh shem imo alav, this one also shem imo, tmuras kachim mikri, this is called tmura psuli mekdashim, ma kachim lo miskli elav apidyo, just like the kachim, nothing could happen without redeeming it, av tmuras anami lo miskli elav apidyo, so to the children, vahalo alim alim mitfis pidyon, and you can't redeem it, because it's not strong enough, because the pair was psuli mekdashim, it wasn't a real karban, and that is why there's nothing to do with this animal. Yeah, question.
Isn't Bechor Mum Kohanim?
When the Bechor is a Tamim, then it's a carbon.
Right.
It's a carbon that goes to the Kohanim, but it's a carbon. If it gets a Mum, it's a Mum, that's Mamonoshal Kohanim. Mamonoshal Kohanim, yeah. Mamonoshal Kohanim. Absolutely. Well, we'll get to that in a second. But either way, it's that you should be able, whatever the Bailam we're talking about by Bechor and Meiser, by Psalm Mekdashim, is talking about the owner. It's transferred. But it's a little better. Maybe your question is 2 points. Number one, who is the Bailim? We discussed this way back in Zvachim. When we say that a Bechor, Tmuras Bechor, is Ne'echal Bailim, which Bailim are we talking about? By Tmuras Bechor. That was a machlokas between Tosfos and the Rambam. Bali Tosfos in Zvachim, Daf Ayin Aleph Amabez, says Bailim mean literally Bailim. If somebody has a Bechor, and Tmuras Bechor could be eaten by the Yisrael. You do not have to give it to the Kohen. That's what Tosfos says in Zvachim on Daf Ayin He. Sorry, Ayin He on the base. Ayin He base, we discussed that there. But if you look at the Rambam is clear. Tmuras Bechar goes to Kohenim. Tmuras HaBechar LeKohenim. Rambam, Hilchos Tmura, Perek Gimel HaLacha base. Machlokas Tosfos Rambam. From here, Rebbeinu Beis HaMikdash, we'll have to ask Eliyahu Hanavi, put it on the Teku list, right? Who we paskin like? Tmuras Bechar. Well, hopefully not, because Tmuras is an Issa Daraisa. Right? So, somebody, maybe the Bechar, but what's the halacha? Is it eaten by the Kohanim or the Bailim? Lamayat, what's the Nukudas HaMachlokas? Where the Tmuras Bechar. Bechar goes to the Kohanim. What about Tmuras Bechar? So this might be an issue of Bechar, this might be an issue of Tmura. Machlokas. The Mikdash David, we quoted this then. The Mikdash David in Perek Yudalit says, Vehine, mashakonim zochim bebachar, im gam tmuras bechar bechlal, yishmach loka betozaz haramba. Vehine, what's the svar for the Rambam to even give tmuras bechar to a Kohen? What's a bechar? Isn't a bechar peter rechem? So why should tmuras bechar go to the Kohen? Tosfos sounds right. And that's Tosfos' svara. Tosfos' svara is, you don't give to the Kohen bechar. Tmuras bechar just has the status of this other animal, but it's not peter rechem, so you don't have to give it to the Kohen. So why, according to the Rambam, why does tmuras bechar have to go to the Kohen? It must be, says the Mikdash David, that according to the Rambam, Bechor LeKohen isn't a din purely in Peter Rechem. It's a din in an animal with Kedushas Bechor. And an animal with Kedushas Bechor either gets it physically, if it's Peter Rechem, or if you changed and switched the sanctity to another animal, now that other animal also has Kedushas Bechor, even though it's not Peter Rechem. And Kedushas Bechor, that's the din for the Rambam. Kedushas Bechor goes to the Kohen. Tosfos, Peter Rechem goes to the Kohen, not Kedushas Bechor. That's what he says. Lobby Yinasin Tmuras Bechor LeKohen. Ha'ino Peter Rechem, Drak Peter Rechem Zichsasar LeKohen. Aval Zesh Ino Peter Rechem, Rak Adisha Hemir, Chalav Kedushas Bechor. Lama. Near Mizeh, the Harambam Sober, so it must be that the Rambam holds, the Zeh, the Bechor, who LeKohen, Ein Zeh Zchus LeKohen Peter Rechem, Rak Zchus LeKohen Bekarban Bechor. Ukemo Shakohenim Zakohen Bechatas Va'asham, Kach Zakohen Bebechor. Imkem kol shachalo of carbon b'chor ye meiz etam sheyia konim zakoin bo. That's the Mikdash David. Any rayas to the Rambam? So he quotes one possible raya. Gemara where we had in the beginning of Zvachim, Daf Tes. The Gemara says, explains there, a case of Pesach sheshachtu shelo lishma. If you shech the current Pesach shelo lishmo, if you remember the first Mishnah in Zvachim, if you shech the current Pesach, that was one of the exceptions that it could be pasul. If you shechted it bismano, the chatos is shelo lishmo, and Pesach is, in certain cases, can be pasul. But the Gemara in Zvachim discusses a current Pesach sheshechted shelo lishmo denase shlamim. That's the halacha. If you shechted a Pesach shelo lishmo, it turns into a shlamim. That's a background. So Gemara says, the ema ima ishachte l'shem bechor lavi bechor. Why don't you say if you shechted the Pesach l'shem bechor, it should be a bechor? L'mai hilchasa l'misvei l'kohen. There's a possibility the Gemara there has of shechting a current Pesach l'shem bechor and giving it to the kohen. That's also not petarechem, but it might have the status of bechor. You might be able to imbue it with kedushas bechor to give it to the kohen. Sounds like the Rambam. Says the Mikdash David, Umuchach, Dimhaya hadid b'shochit Pesach l'shem b'char, Nasa b'char, Hayitzorach l'mesir l'kawin, V'yavag avdein v'peterechem, Ta Pesachu, Umuchach, Dizachiyah zakoy b'b'char, Ein zezachiyah b'peterechem, Rak zachiyah b'karban b'char. B'chulu, like the sheet of the Rambam. Hakatosis get out of it, he continues, but that is an important Machlokas Rashi, Tosas Rambam, but that's what this Gemara, when Arm Gemara says, Ye'achlu b'umum l'bailim, which bailim? Who's the bailim? Tosas says, literally the bailim, but the Rambam says, b'char. Period. Tosfos here on top. Our Gemara says, what are we talking about? A temura of psulei hamikdashim. There's nothing to do with temura psulei hamikdashim. Just have to let it die, right? You can't redeem it, and you can't be makrivit. So Tosfos says, why is this worse than vlados? Why maishna first top Tosfos maishna be vlados the abra bisalu achar pidyonim. Remember we said on yesterday's daf, if you have a psulei hamikdashim that became pregnated. Impregnated and baby born after pidyon, the animal's chulin. So why here by tmura psulei mikdashim? So why is it stuck? Why is it worse than vlados? Techashvil el vlad sviva ayol. Why is it worse? So v'yesh lomar. Why do vlados don't have any kedusha? And for tmura purposes, the animal still has kedusha. Tmura and vlad always go together. They're both outgrowths. I don't want to say offspring because tmura is not an offspring. They're both outgrowths of the karban. A temura is the outgrowth, right? It's a substitute. And a baby. They're both outgrowths. Oh, no. So why by temura, absolutely, in Mikdashim, you're stuck, you have to let it die. And vlados are nothing. They're chulin. So Tosva says, v'yesh lomar, divlados ain bohem kedusha ela mikoach iman. Vlados only have kedusha directly from their mother. V'kivan she nifdes paka kedusha solagamri katsviva chayol. But and once the mothers are redeemed, they're just like chulin animals. They're like chayas. The yafagav the ika iser gizer v'avoda. And even though there is an iser of gizer v'avoda, look at this lashon related to what we said yesterday. Ein koach le iser muat kazeh sheyachul al yado kedush al avladas. That iser of giza and avoda and chalav on the mother is not strong enough to transfer to the child. So does that relate to our achronish achakira that we mentioned yesterday about the griz? And the Rachis Bikurim, about whether Psulim Mikdashim really doesn't have any Kedusha, but it has these two extra Isurim, or really it has Kedusha, but it's watered down Isurim. So the Grid said there's Kedusha with Heterim, and the Rachis Bikurim says it's Chulin with Isurim. So Tosfos is not 100% clear, but it goes on that list. There's no koch with this Isur Muat. What does that mean? The Rachis Bikurim would say it's an Isur Muat, because it's not really Kadosh at all. The Grid would say it's a watered down Isur. So we'll write it down the status of Hektish. But anyway, it's a very important lashon of Tosfos. But when it comes to the babies, the mother is not strong enough to be Kadosh, to make these babies Kadosh. Aval Tmuras Kedusha. But the Tmura of Kedusha, Bahi. Two gears on the side. Tmura of Kedusha is in it. It's an amazing line. The potential Tmura of a Karban is always in the Karban. The Kiva Degali Krusha Chala Albalos Mum Kavua. So, if we know that a Baal Mum Kavua, a regular carbon that has a Baal Mum, Tzmura can be Chal on it, so, Chala Hu Adin, Lacha Pidyonam, Elo De Lo Kreva, Avo Tzmura De Lo Frey Pidyonam, Kreva Vadifa Mi Vlad De Lo Frey Pidyonam, Vachulu. Anyway, Tosfos says, Vlad, the Mechaya for Vlad does not exist, even though the Mechaya for Tzmura would be enough to exist. That Tosfos gives us a very important Lashonos in terms of the Lamdas here, in terms of what the status of this Tzulei Mekdashim is, what's the Mechaya of Tzmura, what's the Mechaya of Vlados. Okay, we continue. Says the Braisa. Tanya Kavasi de Rav Nachman. See, well, we are a little more than about two-thirds of the way there. So a Braisa that supports Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said that a tzmura of this carbon dies. Tamura Pasulei Mikdashim. Minayin Latoras Pasulei Mikdashim. Shabesa, and we know that Talmud Lomar, because the Pasuk says, Mima'alei Hagira Tamei. At the beginning of the Parsha of Kashrus and Shmini, it says, these are the animals that you're not supposed to eat from those that chew their cud and those that have split hooves. So the Pashas of the Pasuk, this came up a few days ago, the Pashas of the Pasuk is just a title. Obviously, if it has the kosher signs, it's kosher. The Torah just means to say, this is the Parsha of these are the non-kosher animals, and then it lists off both Simanim, but it's to clarify in the following psukim that this one only has this simon, this one only has that simon. But if you look in the simple translation of the pasuk, it sounds like the pasuk is referring to cases which have both simanim and they're still not kosher. So Chazal darshan then, which animals have both simanim but they're still treif? So we learned. So that's what we just quoted. It's referring to these animals, psulei mukdashim, a tamura psulei mukdashim, which has all the kosher everything. And yet you have to let it die. That's what it's referring to. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. Hai bi boyle l'chamesh chatos mesos. But don't we need that for the chamesh chatos mesos? What's chamesh chatos mesos? The Mishnah in Temura tells us. There are five karbonos chatos that have to be left to die. Right, we'll get to what the source of that is. But right now the Gemara thinks that that's based on this pasuk. Those are also. You have, what are the five? How do you remember what the five are? Remember? Vitimna. Vitimna is the abbreviation, is the Rashi Tevis. Vlad Chatas, Tmuras Chatas, Mace Bailim, Niskapru Bailim Ba'acher, and Avrashnasa. Those are the five Chatos Mesos that basically they're all animals that have gotten a disconnect from their owner. That the carbon chatas requires a special deep connection to the one that's bringing the carbon chatas. The second that doesn't exist, boom, they have to die. Right, the baby of a chatas and the tumor of a chatas and if it's too old or the bailam died, right, any of those five cases. So isn't that what this pasuk is referring to? So the Gemara answers no. Hahumi mafrise haparsa tame nafka. That's learned from another pasuk. So this pasuk is free to teach me Tmura psulei hamukdashim, like Rafuna. Fine. Tanya mihachi. Where else do we see this? Minayin lachamesh chatos mesos. How do you know what's the source for chamesh chatos mesos? The five karbanos. Tamalomar mimafrisei haparsa tame. Right. There's a dot 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 in between. From this same pasuk, chamesh chatos mesos. Hilchasa gemirila. What do you mean? We know that from a hilchasa gemirila. Let's translate that as now Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai teach me that the five Chatos Mesos. The Gemara says, no, Ela Kik Asakral Tmuras Asham. You're right. But in the five parallel cases of Chatos, you have the Asham cases. Tmuras Asham also is learned that from that pasuk that you cannot be makrivit. So one second. Tmuras Asham Nami Hilchazahi. Isn't that also part of the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai? Kol Shem Chatos Mesob Asham Rawe. We've had that before a few times in this Seder of Gemara. That, oh, those five parallel cases where those, if it's a chatas, it has to die. If it's an asham, it has to go graze. And then you take the money and you're makriv in ola with that money. Ba'asham roeh. So isn't that all learned down from Lachamosh B'Sinai? So again, it's not learned down from the pasuk. So the Allah says, Gemara la'olam chamesh chatas mesos. Really, the pasuk is needed to teach me the chatas. V'yitzrach kor v'yitzrach hilchasa. But you need both a pasuk and a halach l'moshe B'Sinai. Why? De'i mikra, if you only have the pasuk, hava amino l'raya. Right, you know you're not allowed to be makriv of them, but I would have thought, okay, so let them graze and get a mum and then get the dumb and be makriv of something with it. Kamash malan hilchos alamisa. That's why we need Allah Kamash B'Sinai to teach me the five chatos are mesos. And v'imi hilchos, if I only had Allah Kamash B'Sinai, hava amina hecha da'avad ikri va'achal me'ana chamesh mesos, chamesh chatos, if I would have in violation, eaten one of the karbanas, isura ikalav leka. There's no pasuk, so I wouldn't get punished. There's no beferish pasuk. Kamash malon to ikalav. That's why you need the pasuk as well. Period. So lamaskana, both of those psukim are used for the chatos mesos. Period. Let's just finish up, and we'll talk about it. Viba yisema, or another reason why maybe it's in the pasuk if you already know it from a halacha Moshe B'Sinai. It's there so we can have a comparison with it. La akushe dover habami malegera l'dover habami mafrisei aparsa. To compare the case of Malahalan Bemisa, Afkan Bemisa. It's to compare the cases of Chatos Mesos to Psulei HaMikdashim. Exactly our discussion. Okay, good. So we worked out the Psukim. Two or three important points. Number one, if you remember something that has come up many times, the Rambam writes in Hakdama Tepirsha Mishnayis that there is never a Machlokes about Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. That's one of the definitions, one of the ingredients of Al Chumash B'Sinai. The Rambam says there that there are five parts of Torah Shebal Peh. The first two have no machlokas. Right? The first part is what the Rambam calls Pirushim HaMekubalim Pi Moshe Rabbeinu. Those are Mesoras from Moshe Rabbeinu, but they're not called Al Chumash B'Sinai. For example, the fact that a Priates Hadar is an Esrog, which is discussed in the Gemara in Sukkah. Nobody in history really held that a Priates Hadar is anything other than an Esrog. But that's not called Al Moshe B'Sinai. But that's a pirush that goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Or Ayin Tach Azayin. Right? Nobody in the Jewish religion, again, the Gemara in Bava Kamma learns it out from Sukkim, but nobody really held, like the Hammurabi Code, that it's literally an eye for an eye. We hold, it's money. So that's a pirush HaMekubal B'Moshe Rabbeinu. Category 2, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Category 3 is all the halachas that learned out from Yigim Omidos. That's a lot of machlokas. Right? Hekish, Zerah, Shava, all the machlokas that we have. But the Rambam says category 1 and 2, no machlokas. What's the difference between category 1 and 2? Is there any hint in the Torah for it? If you gave me 1,000 years, would I have been able to figure out this halacha? Pirush HaMekubal Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu? Yeah, I could have figured that out after 1,000 years. Priates Hadar, a beautiful fruit. Yeah, that's Rug. And that's Rug. Eye for an eye. It's not crazy to say that it's money that's in lieu of an eye. It's not a crazy thing to say. I might have been able to figure that out. But Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, what, to learn out that the shear of eating is a kezias? What, I would have figured that out? Why would I have thought that eating is a shear is a kezias? All shiurim. Right? Any Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Shiurim mechitzin. Right, so the Rambam says I can never figure that out. But that's category 1 and 2 has no machlokas. So ask the Tosfos Yontif in Tmura, where the Chatos Mesos are quoted. There's a machlokas about that Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Rabbi Eliezer says there in that Mishnah, Chatos Mesos and Ashamos Mesos. He says Karban Asham is also Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, not like what we hold, but Asham Roeh. Right, Chatos Asham. How could it be a machlokas according to the Rambam? Says the Tosfos Yontif there in Tmura. It never says the words Halacha Moshe B'Sinai in the Gemara. All it says is Hilchasa Gemiri La. And throughout Shas, Rambam argues on Rashi and Tosfos. Whenever it says Hilchasa Gemiri La, Rashi and Tosfos always say Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Look at Daf Gimel in Baba Kama Tsroros. The Gemara says Hilchasa Gemiri La. Rashi says Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. The Rambam does not. There's a machlokas about that. Sroros. Right? So Rabbi Tarfon. So, anyway, so says the Tosfos Yontif there in Tmura and Gimel Gimel. The Rambam would say this is not a Moshe B'Sinai. It's just a Mesorah that we have, a Kabbalah that we have, but there's a machlokas about it, and therefore it wouldn't work for the Rambam. The Netziv says the same idea on the first page of his commentary on the Shiltos. In the Kidmas Emek, that the Rambam doesn't say Hilchas Gemirala, it's a major machlokas. Whenever it says in Shas, Hilchas Gemirala, is that a Moshe B'Sinai or not? The Rambam would say no. And Rashi and Tosfos all over say yes. Okay, one final point. Actually, two final points, and then we'll continue. So, it's not final, by definition. Penultimate point, and that is the Kolshe Mechadis Meis of Asham Roeh. A few, whatever this comes up, and it's quoted right here as well. In Kol Shebachatas Mesa, Machlokas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, what does this mean? The Gemara says that Kol Shebachatas Mesa, anytime, those five cases where a chatas has to die, an asham is left to graze. Rabbeinu Tam holds that is a din d'rabbanan. Mida Oraisa, the parallel cases of asham, Machatas Mesa, the asham itself could be sacrificed as an ola. What the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai really tells me is Kosher Bechadas Mesa, but Asham Yikrav Ola. The Asham automatically, remember, Bechadas and Asham, once you get disconnected from the owner, that's why you can't be makrevit as those karbanas. But the owner died, so you can't bring a chatas because the owner can't get kapara after he's dead. And Asham is also for sin, for chait. So something has to happen to these animals. So Bechadas, they die. What about by Asham? So the pashas of the Gemara is that it's an asham, so you can't bring it as any other carbon, but the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai tells me, you have to let it graze, you take the money, and you bring a carbon ola. Rashi says that's the Din D'Oraisa. That's the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Rabbeinu Tam, beginning of Zvachim, and here, says no, that's a Din D'Rabbanan. Mi D'Oraisa, you could take this asham and sacrifice it as an ola. Unbelievable. Since you don't have too many times that carbonus switch statuses automatically. You have it by Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach, when it's not Erev Pesach, it's a shlamim. It switches. So once in a while, you have a carbon that switches, but it's very unusual. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, this is another one. Look at Tosfos. Kol Shebachadas Mesa, Basham Roeh, Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Dereiya mi derabanan hi. This is a din derabanan. Ulafisha tiknu chachamim reiya nokat b'chol duchto b'ashem raweh. Because Chazal said that, no, people are going to get confused. Don't give this as a carbon ola. So that's why it says reiya. Aval hilchasa hachi isa, mi da oraisa, kol shabachatas mesha, b'asham karav ola. Unbelievable. Right? The asham can switch to a carbon ola. That is the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Kedarab v'sachem shili perakei ludvarim asham shita l'riya v'shachta kasha l'ola. There might be b'di'evin, not l'chadchila. But Rashi argues. Rashi says it's d'araisa. D'araisa, it has to be, it can't be sacrificed. Anyway, very important machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos there. Okay, I guess that had to be the ultimate svar because we have to continue. I was going to talk about Halacha Moshe Mesinai a little bit. The Gemara seems to say clearly that you're not going to get Malkus for Halacha Moshe Mesinai if you didn't have a Pasuk for it. So we had a whole Daf Be'in Shir related to different types of Halacha Moshe Mesinai. Feel free to review that. Says the Mishnah. Next case. Back to what we have been talking about, and that is if a non-Jew has any part of the ownership of a Bechor Behema Tahora, then he potters. He's mafkia the kedusha. So bekabel tzon barzel morav gochavim. If somebody gets a tzon barzel, what's tzon barzel? Barzel that's usually used by husband wife relationships. Tzon barzel basically means if I get something and I take responsibility and I'm gonna have to give back this exact value to the person giving it to me. It's like iron. It's like barzel. So what's the case here? We'll go with Rashi's shot. If a goy gives a Jew 10 sheep, he gives him 10 sheep. And the Jew and the non-Jew are going to split the profits of the shearings, of the babies, of everything in the future. But it's Son Barzel that the Jew is responsible for the value of this sheep. If these sheep cost, 1,000 shekel, so the Jew, no matter what happens to these sheep, they could all die tomorrow. The Jew has to pay back 1,000 shekel, no matter what. Everything beyond that is split. That's what it means. So Makabot Son Barzel Menovi Gochavim. If a Jew gets Son Barzel from a guy, Valdo Sein Peturin. The babies are pater from Bechora. Why? The Gemara is going to explain, because if a goy doesn't get back money, he's going to take these babies. And therefore, it's considered Yad Goy Be'emsa, a goy has a hold on these animals. But we're going to go with Rashi's pshat, that the word Valdosein in our Mishnah doesn't only mean the babies of the original animals. Valdosein means the babies of the babies. Even the third generation. First generation of the animals, you got themselves. Even third generation is pater, according to our Tanakama. Valde valdo sein chayavin. The fourth generation is going to be chayav. That already the goy is not going to get to. So the fourth generation are going to be chayav in bechora. Hem et valdo sein tachazim osehen. But what if you designated the animals and said, goy, you're going to be able to collect even from the offspring. You say that beferish, then you get to add on a generation. Valde vlados pluturin. Valde vlados chayavim. Then the fifth generation is going to be okay. I'm going to be chayiv and bechora. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, no, they're all pater. Afilu ad asara, even relate up to asara doros, peturim, they're going to be pater, sha'achrayusam ovikochavim. Because everything ultimately might go to the guy if you default on the payment. Next, Rachel Shayoldim and Ez V'Yishayoldim and Rachel, this we had before. If you have an animal called a Nidmeh, you have an animal that does not look like its parent, Peturim and Abachora, that's Pater Special Din, the Bechor, the animal has to look like its parent in order to be Chayiv and Bechora. V'Yishba Mixa Simanim Chayiv, as long as there are Mixa Simanim, one is going to be Chayiv. Period. L'meimra, so what does our Mishnah say? In our case, where the Jew gets the Tzon Barzel, gets the sheep, and he's going to have to give back the value. What do you see from that halacha? Dekivan delo nakat morezuze. As long as the original master did not get money, bershusa demarakaima. It's as if these animals are still in the reshusa of the guy. And that's why you're going to be potter from Bechor. He still has some jurisdiction, some connection to these animals, and that's why you're going to be potter from Bechorah. Is that really true? For a minu, didn't we learn about Metzia in the fifth parak, Ribis days? Ein makablin son barzel mi Yisrael mipneishu Ribis. What if you have this kind of relationship, Jew and Jew? Jew and Jew. Reuben gives Shimon these sheep in order, right? And it's a son barzel relationship. The Gemara says that's usser. Why? Because that's like Ribis. Why is it like Ribis? Because Shimon is going to have to pay back the 1,000 shekel for sure. For sure. And then if it's a profit, he's going to have to give back more, half the profits. So it's like he's giving back more than he took. So that's like ribbis. Is it ribbis d'oraisa d'rabbanan? That's his big tosos over here. Right? So this, what do you see? Alma, what do you see from that relationship? Birshus of the makabakaima. It must be that this type of relationship is viewed as in the rishus of the Mekabel. Because if it's in the reshus of the no sane, then it wouldn't be ribbis. What is ribbis? I lend you money. I give you something, and you have to pay me back more than what I gave you. But here, if you look at it, that it's still in the no sane's reshus, then it wasn't ribbis. It never left his reshus. So it sounds like from that Mishnah that it's in the reshus of the Mekabel. Against our Mishnah, so the Gemara answers, Amar Abaya lo kasha, ha de kabale onsa vezula, ha de lo kabale onsa vezula. Our Mishnah, you know why? The Ptur of Bechor, because the guy said, you know what, you have to pay me back unless an ones happens. If an ones happens, I'm responsible. So he kept some responsibility. In a regular case, then it's totally, fully in the Makabel's Rishus. And that's when there's a ribbis problem. But if the guy, in our Mishnah, it's an unusual case where the guy kept some responsibility, that's why there is a Ptur of Bechor. Amale Rava, one second. It's a Kabbalah Unsa Vizula, its own Baisel Karisle. Come on. It says Son Barzel, which means it's like iron to this guy. He's going to get it back. So you're going to tell me that there's an Okimta that he accepted Ones responsibility. That wouldn't be called Son Barzel then. Because then it's not so. The Jew, there are many cases, the Jew's not going to have to pay back. Va'od my Pascha. And also, how could the Mishnah give this general statement then that Son Barzel is going to be a Ptur of Bechora? It's only Ptur of Bechora because of this unusual case. You read the Mishnah, it sounds like it's a general halacha. Whenever there's a Tzon Basel relationship, there's going to be a Patur. So, Va'od, third question. If it's true that there's a chilek between Onsa Vezula and not, Adatani Seifa, in that Brisa over there in Balmetzia, instead of in the Seifa bringing in a totally new halacha, Avo Makabal and Tzon Basel and Ovi Gochavim, you're allowed to have this from a goy, because one is allowed to take ribbis from a goy. Maybe it's even a mitzvah, which hopefully we'll talk about. Liflo Velisti Vedida. So why don't you just be machalik within, without bringing in a new factor? When do you say it's a ribbis problem between Jew and Jew, if the no sane did not accept any responsibilities? But if he accepted responsibilities, then it wouldn't be ribbis, because it's considered like he still has it. The no sane still has it. So three kashas that Rava asks, I don't like this answer that you're going to be machalik between our Mishnah, in that case of Bamitsiya, of Onsa Vezula. So he has to give a different answer. Okay, so Ela Amar Rava, Idri lo kabbalah Onsa Vezula. No. Both cases are a regular case. Now, the no sane did not accept Onsa Vezula. So now we're back to the question then. Why does our Mishnah seem to say that the no sane, by its own Barzal case, the no sane retains some authority? That's why there's a Patur of Bechor. While in the case of Bamitsia, it sounds like the no sane does not have any connection anymore, and that's why it's a ribbis problem. Why? So vahacha, really? Really, there is no connection. Really, there is no connection, and the note and the makabel has everything. That's why it's ribbis. Our Mishnah, it's a special din of Bechor. That's why it's different. Vahacha, gavi Bechora, hainu taima. This is the reason. De'ilo asi, ovid kachavim, boy zuze, if the guy wants his money, velo yaivle, you don't give him, tavis lo behema. He's going to take, right now he doesn't know any connection to the animal, but in the future he might be able to take it. V'ilo mishkach lab lebehema tafiz vlados dita, and then he's going to be able to take the babies. V'hare yad, sorry? Red a shibud. V'hare yad ovi kochavim be'emsa. V'kol yad ovi kochavim be'emsa, pitura min ha-bechora. Whenever there's a type of shibud, that's enough to be mafkia, the bechor, chiyuv, and that's why it is going to be putter there. Really, the makabel has everything. But here, by Bechor, it's a special din. Period. The Bach and the, if you look in this, not the Bach, the Tzon Kachim here, takes out the next line, because the next line is just a continuation of what we're talking about. So he takes out the quote from the Mishnah here. Okay, we'll read it. Yod Zayin, just in case we have to make a siyum and there are other days there. Okay. Amrav Huna, Vaiter, Vlados Peturin, Vlade Vlados Chayavin. Rashi Pshat, this means third generation or Pater, fourth generation is Chayav, just like our Mishnah said. Varav Yehuda Omar, Vlade Vlados Zayin Peturin, Vlade Vlados Chayavin. He goes down one level. Only fifth generation is going to be Pater, is going to be Chayav. So Tanan, one minute, the Mishnah said, our Mishnah said, only if you designate the offspring. That's when they're going to be putter. Time of the Hamid. Hello, Hamid, lo. If you didn't designate, no, and the fourth generation would already be Chayiv. But you have to draft Yehuda, who says you need fifth generation offspring to be Chayiv. So I'm the of Yehuda, no. Who are then Afagab de lo Hamid? Even if you did not designate the offspring, it's still going to be potter until fifth generation. What's the chiddush? Af agfilu he'eminami. Even if he designated some offspring, so the guy is going to be focused on those offspring, consider it as if he wasn't ma'amid in terms of the following generation. Meaning, Rashi says, don't think that just because you're designate one generation, that's an open credit card. And therefore he can take whatever he wants, any child. No. No, there is a limit, even according to Rebbe, even according to Rav Yehuda, period. It's a big topic relating to what just came up, and that is ribbis from a guy. Right? It's a fascinating machlokas, Rambam Ravid, and Rambam Ramban, the Rambam holds there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to take ribbis from a guy. Mitzvah d'oraisa. Ask the Ravid, ask the Ramban, a mitzvah? It's a heter, not a mitzvah. Why should there be a mitzvah d'oraisa? So the Chinuch explains beautifully, and Rav Rosenzweig also expanded upon this. Ribbis like evil? Is ribbis evil? Ribbis isn't evil. What, ribbis is like stealing? Stealing is evil. Ribbis is not evil. Ribbis is normal business practice. Money makes money. Right, if you ask that average person on the street, interest is normal business practice. It's just that the Torah has high standards for family. From a Jew, it's usser. Because for a Jew, for family, you go above and beyond. But says the Rambam, if I do that behavior for everybody in the world, that's going to undermine my special relationship with my family. And then Memela, it won't highlight, right, to do it to a non-Jew, you're not allowed to steal from a non-Jew, you're not allowed to Geneva's Das, you know, all the cases we had earlier, we quoted that Aruch HaShulchan a few days ago. But ribbis, it's not inherently evil like the others. Same idea by collecting a loan after Shemitah. The Rambam says it's a mitzvah daraisa, it's a nachri tigos. Mitzvah daraisa? Yeah, because it's normal business practice to collect loans. If I don't collect loans from anybody, that would undermine the special relationship and the standard that the Torah demands for me to have with family between Jew and Jew. Either way, that's a big discussion related to ribbis from a guy, which was quoted here, that you're allowed to be a makabelson basel from a guy because ribbis is mutter or even a mitzvah from a non-Jew. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Tznan. B'ez Hashem, we will continue in the coming days. Parsha Shir tonight, 8:45. I have the sheets at home.